Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say.
And welcome to the show with Ray Gustafson, joined in the studio by Joe, and I'm going to mess up the last name. Say it for me.
Joe Geffrick.
Geffrick. I wanted to make sure that I was saying it right. Joe Geffrick is the Executive Director for Child and Family Services of Southwestern Michigan. How are you doing, Joe?
Doing great, Ray. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Glad you could stop by and chat with us, because we've got something coming up Friday night that's it's always a big hit and a delight for Southwest Michigan.
It is. It's our 12th annual Festival of Lights. It's our annual gala and fundraiser for our organization.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm planning to be there myself. So we're going to talk about that in a couple of minutes, but I want to, in case some people aren't quite familiar with you or Child and Family Services of Southwestern Michigan, I want to get a little background. I'm a big history buff, Joe, and I love learning things about history. And so I want to know a little bit more about you and what Child and Family Services of Southwestern Michigan do. So give me a little background on Joe. Where you hang your hat? What do you do?
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear about that you're a history buff, because Child and Family Services has a very long and storied history. We've been around in Southwestern Michigan since 1891.
Is that right?
Yes, we have.
Wow.
And Dr. Amos Barlow started our programs back then to address the needs of adoptive and foster care children. And through the years, our programs have changed and altered as we have been working towards using our resources to help people assure that they have safe and loving homes. So right now, as an organization, and we are a nonprofit organization, we have 5 different programs that we offer to the communities. 2 of them are adult day services programs. One is Harbor House, located in Benton Harbor.
Mm-hmm.
And the second is Autumn House, located in Pawpaw. And that's a place where people who cannot stay home alone during the daytime can come and have a day full of activities and food and conversation, as well as companionship during the daytime. We also have a Helping Hands home care service, where we send people into the home so people can stay in their homes, but they may need a little additional care in order to do so. Our 4th program is West Michigan Guardianship, and that's a program where the courts may determine that an individual is not capable of making individual decisions best for their lives, and they will appoint us as their personal guardian, and so we work with that individual to make decisions and help them assure that they have all of the home needs that they need, as well as that they are safe and that they are well taken care of. And finally, we run Safe Shelter for Domestic Violence, which is the program in Berrien County that provides services to survivors of domestic violence, sexual assault, and their children. And it's been a privilege to work with all of these programs and see the many, many people who are helped by the presence of all of our people associated with Child and Family Services.
That's great, that the services that you guys offer, and I applaud you for doing this, and thank you for offering the services, because it's, I don't know if a lot of people realize the need that's out there for these types of services.
It is very great. In fact, in many instances, we don't do a lot of advertising, for instance, for West Michigan Guardianship, because that's all court-appointed, yet we have 300 clients in that program.
Is that right?
And Safe Shelter for Domestic Violence is full. 95% of the time, and it's so much more than shelter. We have many, many clients who just need our outreach services, our legal advocacy, helping with setting up new homes to escape that violent situation along with their children. The adult daycare programs have differing clients every day, and people come for at least 4 hours a day, and some stay as much as 8 hours a day, so it's really something that gives them the assurance, their caregivers as well, the assurance that their loved one is being taken care of, and gives respite to the caregivers as well. Same with Helping Hands. Just by able to go into the homes, you're assuring people who could live on their own with just a little bit more help aren't put into institutionalized care.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really is a privilege to work with all of those individuals.
I like what you said about giving respite for those that provide the care. We were running and had a few news stories this month, and we've been talking about it's Alzheimer's Caregivers Awareness Month, something, I don't remember the exact title on that, Joe, but it But people don't realize also the time and the effort and everything that it takes to be able to be a caregiver for people that need services or need help.
It is a 24/7 job, and oftentimes we find caregivers who have in themselves internalized that they can't take a break.
Right.
And what happens is oftentimes their own health may go away, and they don't realize what effect they're having on themselves. So we encourage caregivers always to take advantage of additional help and services to make sure that they're being taken care of. In fact, we have a program we run in conjunction with our agency on aging called Powerful Tools for Caregivers mm-hmm. that helps the caregivers understand it's okay to take a break, and you should take a break.
Right.
And you should take care of yourself. After all, you're not going to do any good for the one you loved if you're not well.
Yeah. When my mother passed away a year and a half ago, and Dad has dementia, and we thought at first maybe Dad could just come stay with us because he couldn't stay at the house by himself. And the wife and I quickly realized that we were just not capable of being mm-hmm. able to take care of him. So we reached out to some services to try to find a good place for him. And fortunately, we did find one, and he's in good hands right now. And that's comforting to me to know that he's being taken care of with the best services. And they're doing a much better job than what my wife and I could have done if he could have come and stayed with us, yeah. possibly.
Oftentimes what we hear from our clients that we serve and their caregivers is, I'm really so appreciative of your services because all I want to do is to love my loved one.
Exactly.
I don't want to have to make the hard choices that we know have to be made in some of those instances. And so we're there. And of course, we have all staff members who are professional, and they are trained well in order to make those decisions and help go through the process that often these individuals face.
Right, right. And just having a go-to facility to answer questions, because when I had to go through what I went through a year and a half ago, or almost 2 years ago, I didn't know who to turn to. I had questions. I didn't know where to go for answers. And it's great to have, Child and Family Services of Southwestern Michigan, like your organization to help me out. Well, Joe, one of the main reasons that you're here, obviously, is we want to talk about the 12th Annual Festival of Lights coming up Friday, though. Thank you for filling us in on the background of what you guys do. But this is fun. I love this.
Yes. Festival of Lights, it's our annual gala. It's also our ability to reach out and thank our donors and get to have a nice party, obviously, and also do some fundraising for the organization. It is our annual gala. It will be held this Friday, November 30th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at Journeyman Distillery in Three Oaks, Michigan. And you can join us. Obviously, we'll have some food stations, just a wonderful selection of food, silent auction. We're going to have dueling pianos.
I want to ask you about that. Go ahead, though.
Sure. Dueling pianos. And on this particular night, we are going to be making an announcement that's going to change the future of our organization. So we hope people will come and hear what we have to say.
And you can't tease us with, no, I'm just kidding. I know you're going to save it for Friday night. I get it. So silent auction. Tell me a little bit about the silent auction, some of the items that's right. going to be auctioned off.
So it's an auction that we're running through the online service called Bidding for Good. Anybody right. can actually participate in the auction. If you have an account with Bidding for Good, you can go and look up all the items. So we have things like tickets to Notre Dame basketball and hockey. We've got
awesome.
Two bicycles. We've got gift certificates for cleaning services. We've got spa options. We just got a whole bunch of
That's
different
great.
Things. Sports tickets, golf outings, things of that nature. Dinner for eight from Grandmere Inn. So there's a lot of different things at a lot of different price levels, and these items all make great gifts.
Tell me about the dueling pianos, because I can hardly sit in the chair because I love dueling pianos.
Yeah. It's a great entertainment option this year that they're going to be coming and
Is that new this year, Joe?
Yes, it's new for us this year. And so they're going to be with us this year to help us get through the event and entertain the crowd, because obviously this event is one where we welcome people and we're not trying to do a lot of programming where we're just talking your ear off. What we want people to do is come, have fun. You're going to go around. You're going to go around to the various food stations. You're going to be able to get what you want, go to the cash bar. You're going to be able to visit with your friends. Have a good time. Enjoy the pianos. And we may have a brief moment later in the evening to do our special announcement where we capture your attention. But it really is an opportunity for people to come and have fun. And it's also an opportunity for people who have heard about our programs but can't come to support us. We obviously are a nonprofit. We rely on the generosity of so many people in the local area about 25% of our budget has to come from donated donations.
Right.
So.
Right.
So people are able to do that online as well.
So then online reservation, and I'll give you the website here in a minute, but online reservation, we can do that right now?
You can do it right now, all the way up to Friday at the event. And if at the last moment you decide that, hey, you know what, my schedule has cleared up and I'm going to go see these folks over at Journeyman Distillery because I love what I'm hearing about them, come on down. We'll get you into the event.
Okay, so online reservation, $50 if you want to do a mail-in check right. reservation. Getting a little bit late for that, you probably want to just go online and do that to get yourself in. The website we can go to?
www.cfsswmi.org.
cfsswmi.org. Or just call us here at the radio station. I can get you the website, too. Glad to pass that along. Again, it's the 12th Annual Festival of Lights coming up Friday from 6 to 9. It's going to be at Journeyman Distillery. That's on Generations Drive in Three Oaks. It's just Google where that's at. Pretty easy to get to. And it's all to benefit the Child and Family Services of Southwestern Michigan. Joe, anything else that we didn't get out there that we want to mention to people?
Just thanks so much to all of those who have sponsored us, especially Four Winds Casinos, who is our entertainment sponsor. It's a great to have the support of the local community, and we certainly welcome additional support. It is very important that we have the funds available in order to continue our work.
Joe, thanks for coming in and talking with us, and we look forward to a fun event Friday night.
Thank you, Ray.
Got something to say, brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Got something to say from News Talk 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.